Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on wings of mercy, God's wing of mercy. We start our meditation by reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verses 18 to 22. You shall make two cherubim of gold. You shall make them of hammered work at the two ends of the mercy seat. The cherubim shall spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. There I will meet you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim that are on the ark of the covenant, I will deliver to you my commands for the Israelites. Mercy seat, where God appears. This comes from the Exodus situation. The people of Israel were liberated from the slavery in Egypt. They were led by God through the desert, and God made a covenant with them. And the commandments of the covenant, the so-called Ten Commandments, were written on two tablets, two stone tablets, and these stone tablets were kept in a wooden box. You call it the Ark of the Covenant. And above the Ark, Moses was asked to place a sheet of beaten gold. You call it the mercy seat. And on both sides, you had the cherubim. And the cherubim had their wings spread out and spread up. So on both sides of the mercy seat stands the cherubim with the outstretched wings. This is called the throne of God. And people were promised that God will listen to them, God will speak to them, and God will appear to them. And this wooden box, the Ark of the Covenant, was the center of the life of the people. And this ark was carried along on their way to the promised land. And there was a tent specially made for this ark, and the tent is called the Tent of Meeting, where God would meet the people, especially Moses. And when Solomon built the temple, there was a particular place, the most holy place, Holy of Holies, where the ark was kept. Nobody except the high priest was allowed to enter the Holy of Holies, and that only once a year. So the center of the temple, center of the Holy of Holies, was the Ark of the Covenant, and the center of the ark was the mercy seat on which God is supposed to be throned, or God's glory. And this is somehow symbolizes the presence of God. And the wings of the cherubim are considered as God's wings, as wings protecting the whole nation. And God's presence was felt on this mercy seat, God's protecting wings. And these wings somehow express God's mercy. The time, as time went passed by, the temple was destroyed, the Ark of the Covenant was lost. But the concept of the mercy seat continued. God's presence among the people is considered as mercy, wings of mercy. And the instead of the Ark of the Covenant, today we have Jesus' presence in the tabernacle. And the tabernacle is presented as the Ark, and it is there we meet God. But there's one more thing. The wings that covers, that protects, is God's presence. Today we see as God's tent. God is spreading his tent over us. We come to him. When we call to him, we receive his mercy. So the God who carried the people through the desert, God who answered the people from the mercy seat, will listen to us today also. So let us come to him with confidence, with the trust in his mercy, and we will experience his kindness, his loving mercy all our lives.